Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. The core committee of the All Nagaland Ad Hoc Teachers Group, ANAT G 2015, yesterday proposed to keep their strike on hold till June 30th, accepting a proposal by the Directorate of School Education, DOSE. The final decision would be taken at a general body meeting today. The DOSE had on Thursday appealed to them to call off the protest over the regularization of 1,166 ad hoc teachers, assuring that concerted efforts were underway to resolve the issue in a fair and transparent manner. The core committee convened an emergency meeting following receipt of the written communication. After detailed deliberations, the committee resolved to temporarily put the protest on hold in good faith, acknowledging the assurances given by the government. However, it set June 30th as the deadline for completion of all alternative arrangements and processes for regularization. Core committee members said they have submitted their proposal to the principal director and are awaiting the government's response. They also stated that the final decision on keeping the agitation on hold was yet to be endorsed by the general members, who have been staging a sit-in protest since February 4th. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday launched the Vibrant Village Program 2.0 at Nathunpur in the Indo-Bangladesh border area of Katigara in Kachar district of Assam. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken several steps for the development of border areas. He said such programs would be organized in 334 blocks and in about 1,954 villages in 17 states of the country, as well as in 140 border villages in Assam. He also said the development works have also started in 334 blocks and in about 2,000 villages along the Indo-Pakistan border. Terming the illegal encroachment a biggest problem in Assam, the Home Minister said encroachers have occupied several villages. He said the Bharatiya Janata Party government has taken effective steps to stop encroachment in the last 10 years.
In Assam, infiltrators are snatching away the rights of the Assamese people. Congress governments left our borders open for infiltrators. 10 years ago, the people of Assam began forming a Bharatiya Janata Party government in the state. And in our very first 5 years, we worked to stop infiltration.
The Union Minister also inaugurated the Joint Regional Official Language Conference Raj Bhasha Sammelan for the Eastern, Northeastern and Northern regions in Agartala. Nagaland University honored 5 eminent scientists with Lifetime Achievement Awards during the International Conference on Chemistry in Multidisciplinary Research, ICCMR 2026, held from February 18th to 20th at Lumami. The awardees included Professor A.K. Malik of Punjabi University, Professor V.S. Raja of Indian Institute of Technology, Bombay, Professor M.A. Qureshi, former professor at IIT BHU Varanasi, Professor M. Indira Devi of Nagaland University, and Professor Nitin Chattopadhyay, former professor of Jadavpur University. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 131st episode of the monthly radio program. More from our correspondent.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And in local sports news, 27-year-old Keja Selupiene successfully defended his champion title of the Angami Sports Association during the 54th Senior and First Under-15 Wrestling Meet held at Kocheze, Kohima local ground. Mr. Piene from Kohima Village, representing Northern Angami Sports Association, NASA, defeated Nithongulie Kutsu in the final bout to win the title. Second position holder Nithongulie Kutsu, 28 years old from Pesama, represented the Southern Angami Sports Association. Meanwhile, in the under-15 category, Menokrizo Metha from Cheshama Village, representing NASA, emerged the champion. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.